Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Using My Keys broadcast of the Amen Empowerment Place Ministries. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful for those who are joining us tonight to talk about love. We've been talking about love all month long. I want to know what love is. Do I really know what love is? Is love everlasting? The singles perspective of love. And tonight we're going to hear from some people who want to share regarding love after divorce. And for those who are on the line, we do have several callers. If you'd like to join in, please press 1 and we'll let you in on the line so you can share with us your position, your experience, your feelings. But we do welcome everybody to join in on this very candid conversation this evening, again, as we talk about love after divorce. I'm excited that we do have two ministers on the line with us, two women, who are willing to share. And again, for others who are on the line, if you decide you'd like to share, press 1. I'll allow the guests to introduce themselves if they so choose to. Guest, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Good evening.
Okay, you don't want to introduce yourself.
I was waiting for Lisa to go.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, hearing you.
Hello?
Fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hello.
This is Lisa. Hello. Hello.
Thank you,
good
Lisa.
Evening.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and Hope is on the other line.
Thank you so much, Hope. Wonderful. So, as I shared, tonight we're talking about love after divorce, and myself, along with these wonderful ladies on the line, have been married and divorced. And it's different for each of us on the line tonight. It's been a different experience. But the first thing that I want to question, because we are word carriers, because we are ambassadors for Christ, off the top, when you divorced, when you first spoke of the fact that you were getting a divorce, and because you were connected to a ministry, were you instantly ostracized, criticized, told, no, you can't do it? How did the church help you or sort of stifle movement when the issue of divorce presented? Hope, you want to go first with that?
Oh, yeah. It was a traumatic experience for me, that's all I'm going to say. It was basically telling me that I had to do everything I could to save my marriage. And I'm like, okay, he literally walked out of the marriage. I mean, I tried, but there's nothing I could do. And then I got marked, was basically telling me I was damned eternally because of what my husband did. So not getting the truth word-wise was very traumatic for me. So I was having an issue.
Okay.
If I'm already damned and condemned, why am I even having this walk with Christ? So I had to seek out truth regarding it after that.
Okay. Now, I'm hearing feedback. I don't know if one of you has the broadcast playing somewhere else, but I'm hearing feedback, so I want to make sure that that doesn't affect what the listeners are hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, Lisa, share with me, when you began to have the discussion concerning divorce, what kind of feedback did you get from the church?
Well, and actually during that time, I was not personally involved with the church. He actually sought out a minister friend of his who gave me a call. And now that I am connected with the church, I understand that, you know, her advice was very real, that I needed to put my husband first. You know, some of his complaints were, you know, that I spent a lot of time with the grandchildren, or I, you know, did this and did that. And so immediately when she gave me her advice that I needed to put my husband first, had I been in the church, I may have recognized that and taken it as good advice. But considering where I was, you know, it was not what I wanted to hear. And I totally went the other way. Mm-hmm. So I do regret that. I do feel that if I was where I am now in my relationship with God while I was married, I'd probably still be married.
That's good. That may help somebody. You know, we're going to talk about the love after divorce, but when we talk about the actual process of getting to the place where you want to separate from someone that you've made a commitment with and a covenant with God and this individual. And it is important, like you stated, that if you all both don't have a relationship with Christ and the issues begin because of your differences of opinion, your differences of walk and understanding and belief system, sometimes you will hear advice that will be beneficial to you, but because of your mindset, you will see it as contrary, and because it's not what you want to hear, you walk away. And you know, to hear what you're sharing is powerful, because you recognize now that what you heard then could have turned the situation around. But because you wanted to do what you wanted to do, the divorce took place. Is that right?
That's correct. That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So, the divorce happened for all of us. And I thank God I'm remarried again for the last time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to run right there, but hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. I want to run for you.
Yes. Stop laughing at me. You know I'm excited about this. But when it comes to love after divorce, we're women, and you know the men were too afraid to get on the line tonight and speak up. Bless their hearts. But being women and having experienced love and then to divorce, how easy has it been for you ladies to enter into a relationship with the intent of marriage again? Is that easy or was that challenging? Talk about that.
Okay, I don't know who's going to go first. It's challenging for me because I had invested so many years in my first marriage. I feel like I need a break. And it's not that I don't want to remarry. It's just that it took a lot out of me.
Mm-hmm. Lisa?
In the beginning, I swore it was something I would never do. In fact, we separated, and it took a while before I even got a divorce or even entertained the thought of a divorce, because as long as I was still married, I could not remarry. I felt life was so much better for me before I got married, and I messed it up by getting married. And I go back again now that I do have a relationship. I do believe, I believe with all my heart that, you know, that is God's intent for man to be with woman and woman to be with man. It's the only part of creation where he declared that it was not good, and I trust that, and yeah, I look forward to being married again with a whole new vision this time.
Yeah, it's and I can tell you all for myself, in my relationship, in my divorce, I never gave up on love.
Mm-hmm.
I never gave up on love. I never gave up the concept of being with someone and wanting it to last. But what I found that my error, my issue was, is that I wanted what I wanted the way I wanted it. I didn't necessarily want it the way God had designed it. I wanted to be in charge. I wanted it to suit me. And if you didn't suit me, then I had a problem with you and I had a problem with our marriage. I was very selfish in my relationships, selfish even greater in marriage. And so when I divorced and I look for the next victim, I have to call them victims because I was just wrong. I was just wrong. And I can admit that I was just wrong because I was looking for that person that was going to meet my criteria, meet my needs, do what I wanted them to do the way I wanted it done, and that's it. You know, I didn't ask for a whole lot, but you know, from them, but you had better well cater to me and do what I say, or it's going to be an issue. So, you know, I look at where I was and I look at what I did, and you know, I thank God. I thank God now. Like I said, I'm happily married with the man that I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. And I know that because of everything that I experienced with the foolishness, I know now what's necessary for me versus what I want. Now I'm getting the necessity versus getting the want. And so it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what's the trust factor? Like for you, Hope, you said that, you know, there were some issues. There were indiscretions that took place that caused you to divorce. Because of that, do you have issues with trusting men again?
Definitely. I pay more attention to flags when I meet guys, because I find it's the same language, same kind of conversations that will go nowhere, or that are not godly, you know. So I reflect back on my marriage. I'm like, you know, what was it that I missed? What signs did I miss? And maybe I was so much into the, you know, I'm the soccer mom type, you know, raising kids and working a full-time job, taking care of the house, everything's fine. And even now that let me go back further, when we first got married, we were young. And, you know, marriage was, you know, that was the fairy tale Cinderella thing. Get married, have kids, have a house, dog, and a white picket fence. But there was a lot of things that I did not know about. And we weren't in Christ. I didn't have a relationship with him when we got married, and that's a big issue. So now when, you know, here I am, you know, divorced, and I want to remarry, you know, that's something that I definitely have to have, is a man who has a relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Lisa? Do you feel like, with your divorce, was any component of it something that would cause you to have trust issues with men?
Well, I guess I might be the different one in the group. I think they suffered with trust issues with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the one that was not trustworthy. And I recognized that. Well, I recognized it then, but it has caused me to fix some things now. And I recognize that I need someone that is definitely a godly man, because a man of the world would just lead me back to being where I was, and that's not good. So I now look for someone that truly, truly, truly has a relationship with God to keep me in check. I do accept now that, you know, man should be the head of the household and the head of my life, and that direction, yes, I need.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah, not so much as, you know, me having trust issues with anyone else, but ensuring that I can prove myself trustworthy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We have another call.
Being trustworthy.
Linda?
Yes?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. I'm listening to this topic. It's so, oh my gosh, I have a lot to say. But I'll wait till you ask the questions, of course.
Well, share with us. We just finished sharing about trust issues or trust concerns. But because of your divorce and however it took place, do you now have trust issues when it comes to engaging in a relationship with a man?
I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say the trust issues come for me because just watching, like, whatever the person that I try to be exclusive with or that I'm trying to get to know, like certain words that they'll say or certain things that they'll do causes me to go back to a place where when I was married, I just didn't even pick up on those types of red flags at the time. But now being divorced for, what is it, going on 4 years now? It's weird because in the back of my mind, I think about, oh my gosh, my ex-husband did this. And then I'm like, okay, I gotta go. I just cut it off.
Right.
So,
right.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, with that, Lisa, you mentioned that the trust was you. They needed to trust you, and I'm in that category with you, and hope you and Linda are the other way. But ladies, do you feel like because of the fact that, you know, Lisa, for you and I, they have to trust us, and ladies, you all are the other way. You have to be able to trust that man. That gets in the way. I know that sometimes I had encountered individuals who wanted to trust me, who wanted to be that strong man of God in my life, but because of my issues, I ran them away. And ladies, for you all who have the issue with trust in men, do you feel sometimes you push them away? Or,
yes, you
allow there to be this wedge because, and you stated it, both of you all stated it, that when you begin to see certain characteristics in that man that mirrored, even in the slightest, mirrored something that your ex-husband did, you were like, oh, no, I'm not going down that road again.
I shut it down.
Me too.
I'm not even going to lie. I shut it down. Because I'm like, yeah. I am too old to be wasting my time on this mess. And I'm like, I'm not even going there. No. It's is no, I'm just not. But I keep going back to where I feel like I need to heal. I mean, I'm at a place. I mean, it was 15 and a half years of marriage and then 7 years separation. I mean, the ink on the order is not even dry yet. And I'm like, I am, even though we were separated 7 years, I feel like I have not officially, like, healed from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sit here and talk to anybody I want to. And it's like, I just, you know, I want it, but, like, right now I'm like, oh, you know what, I just want to focus on me, get stronger in God, and know that, okay, I'm ready to be able to trust fully.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's important. That's important. That after divorce, before we even consider love again, we have to heal.
Yeah.
We have to heal. And I know for me, I didn't take the time to heal. Because, again, I was selfish. I wanted what I wanted. I needed what I thought I needed. And I was going to get it. Forget the healing.
Yeah.
That'll happen one day. But I just need what I need right now, and so let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
I'm just being serious.
I didn't consider
the fact that I need to heal.
Yeah.
But I thank God, because in these last 6 years, 6-7 years, where I was by myself, and I had time to think and embrace being by myself. Oh, by myself.
Yes, Lord.
And I was like, oh, Lord, I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm.
For all these years, I'm by myself. Y'all not hearing me. I was by myself.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes.
Praise God.
I feel you.
I was by myself for all these years, and I had no option but to allow God to show me.
Me, yeah.
And I really think, and I have to praise God for it, because I think that's probably what allowed Empowerment Place to be birthed. Because of the fact that I was isolated for that period of time, where I was able to really see the reflection of the truth of Valerie and how unattractive that was, and how that needed to be fixed before I could even consider doing anything with anybody else. So, Lisa, how's your healing process? How has your healing process been? And do you feel like you're really prepared to move forward in love after divorce?
Wow, what a question. And I don't see that I need to heal. As you were saying it, I'm like, you know, I'm checking myself from head to toe, every strand of my hair, and am I hurting? I don't feel like I need to heal, but I do know that I need to stop hurting, as an inflicting pain. I'm real good at that. I'm real good at inflicting pain, and that I need to, and I recognize that with myself, that I can lash out easily, and that I definitely need to work on, not so much as healing as learning not to hurt, not to inflict hurt.
God, maybe that is a need to heal.
Right.
I was going to say that because if we have a tendency within us to inflict pain on someone else, then there's an issue within us. I see it as that. I'm not gonna become the psychologist the caseworker tonight. I'm not the counselor. But sister to sister, when we attempt to inflict pain on someone else, it's almost masking the attempt for them to try to impose that on us is like, I'm going to get you before you get me.
Get me.
I'm going to get you before you even have an opportunity to get me. So there may be some underlying healing that needs to take place, so that you said they need to trust you, but maybe you need to trust you too.
Amen.
Speak to me. Speak to us, God. Speak to us.
Yes.
Speak to us. Speak to us. So, Linda, what about you?
Ma'am.
What about
I know that I need to recover. I need to heal, because being in this moment that I am by myself, how you said it earlier, and I'm realizing that, let me see, I'm not alone. I'm really not, but I know what I'm learning, what my worth is. But at the same time, how you just discussed a little bit ago, knowing who Linda is and knowing what God really wants to give me if I let him give it to me. But because being like 16 years of marriage and then learning all this stuff, it's kind of like, you know, somebody living a double life with you when you thought both of y'all was happy, but you weren't. But you were happy for both of you, but he wasn't happy. You know what I'm saying? But for me, for me, I keep going back to the place of what could I have done that was different, that could have been different, you know, to save it or whatever. But I just couldn't save it by myself.
Right.
I couldn't
right.
love both of us for, you know, by myself. I couldn't do anything by myself. You have to have two willing participants. I didn't have that. But I thank God for
right.
the process and going through and the healing that's taking place still. And I can see the point of when I know that God still needs to heal some areas in my heart, because some things come up when we speak to each other, and I can be cordial, and you know, like situations arise because we have kids together. And I'm like, okay, I need to back away. I need to stop. I need to not talk, just whatever. And you just let it be that. But for me, I'm selfish. I see that. He's showing that to me. I admit it. And, you know, wanting to be loved so bad, before I would go to different people and be like, okay, here I am. Now show me what love is. And that's not it.
Right.
I don't know. I can honestly say for myself, I'm 43 years old. I do not know what love is. But I'm learning from God all the time. And that's real. That's me.
Yeah, that is real. And for you to be able to admit that is powerful, because I believe, and as we've been on the air all month talking about love and wanting to know what love is, we're finding that a lot of people really don't know what love is. They have an idea of what love is, but they have not really operated in the fullness of what love is. So you've got to know that you're not by yourself. Hope, are you healed?
That's a good question. I think I am healed. But I'm just reserved. I think back when Linda was talking, I remember when it was all going on, when he was leaving, and I remember him saying that I spend too much time at church. and I was like, you're kidding. But God has spoke to me, because I mean, I was a wreck. I mean, we were from a small community. Everybody knew us. I felt like I was all alone. I didn't have anybody to support me, what I was going through. But God had told me, he was like, you cannot worship to God. You cannot. He said, told me straight up, I had put my husband on a pedestal and I was worshiping my husband. And he was like, it's either going to be me or it's going to be him. So, and with that,
I'm just talking about what my healing process has been, and it's been the ministry he gave me. It showed me who am I, who am I really? Who am I really in God? Mm-hmm. And what is my purpose? And then once I knew my purpose, it was easier for me to deal with, you know, I could see, well, you know what he did not, what's the word I want to use? Well, it didn't make it right, what he did. But God was like, look, mm-hmm. you have to continue on. I've got something for you to do. You're either going to dwell on it.
Became accepted.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And you got to move. So I'm grateful for that. Yes, I think I'm healed. But I'm just cautious.
Thank you, heal. You think you heal. You said, I think I'm healed.
Think I'm healed, cautious. Think I'm healed, cautious. Let me look for another flag. I think I'm healed, cautious.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I think I'm healed, cautious. Well, just kind of like saying, do you know what love is? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I mean, I would be lying if I'm saying I'm, you know, I mean, yeah, it still hurts, you know, because it was traumatic. I mean, I had my kids involved in it. I mean, it was crazy. And and I was angry for so long. I mean, I've had to heal from a lot of different aspects. Anger.
Mm-hmm.
Low self-esteem. I kept going down a checklist. Why couldn't I have not satisfied my husband? And I was like, what was wrong with me? You know, and all those mm-hmm. issues led to other issues. Because I was so trying hard. Well, what is wrong with me? Ain't nothing wrong with me, you know. So it's a process. It's a process.
Yeah.
But yes, I want it.
I agree.
Yeah, I want, you know.
Yeah. Amen. 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 So we all have children. We all have children. And, you know, going into a new relationship, you know, the question is posed, can they handle me? And we have another caller. I'm going to bring them in on the line. Good evening and welcome. Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Vanita.
Hey, Vanita, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm all right, and you?
Good. Right now we're posing the question to those on the line. For those of us with children, and moving forward in relationships, how hard is it to find someone who's willing to accept the all of you, the whole of you? And do you find it challenging to find someone who can handle the all of you? You know, I have women on the line. Lisa, you're a truck driver. Hope, you're an entrepreneur. Vanita, you're an entrepreneur in business. Linda, you're charismatic in what you do and how you deal with people. That on top of being strong and independent and with children of your own, how easy is it finding someone who can handle all of you? Lisa, I'm going to start with you because you're on the road.
Wow.
Talk about that.
Wow. Yeah. Somewhat difficult. And then having had boys, well, now that they're older, it's not so much of a factor, but when they were younger, you know, they weren't having. So it wasn't a matter whether anyone accepted them. They weren't accepting anyone else. And now being on the road, people, I guess, you know, the fact that I have been in the past untrustworthy, people see, you know, my mobile life as being more of an opportunity to not be trustworthy, which is why.
Yeah, well,
so
I understand that.
Has to be a man.
I mean,
because
if we were to switch it, if he was a man and the truck driver and on the road all the time, you know, every time you pull into a truck stop, what you doing? Who you talking to? Where you at? What's going on? I get that.
Well, and
I think women
understand men being living a mobile life. I mean, that's the way it's always been. They go off to war. They had to work away, you know, and that was accepted. But it's not for a woman to do. And it's the other way. Okay, well, I'm at home, so now you assume that I'm at home and you're not here, that I have someone here. And I'm not a jealous person by far. I'm a firm believer that if I don't put my hand on you, then, you know, I'm believing what you say. And And I think that that's where, you know, the men have an issue. Okay, well, if it was me on the road, I might be doing this and such, or, you know, maybe she's thinking of doing this, and then that creates some friction there, too. So.
Yeah, wow. Benita, share with us. Do you feel like for where you are and what you do and what you bring, have you been able to find men who are able to accept the whole of who you are?
Well, for me, I've been separated for 5 years, divorced just recently, almost a year now, to be a year. For me, I just knew that I wasn't ready. I've been with my husband since I was 15, and we have three sons. My oldest is 26, my middle is 19, and my youngest is 12. So in us experiencing this divorce and separation, I've been with him so long, I've never been on my own, so I just kind of took this time out to find me, to figure out who I was and what I wanted, you know, and just, you know, through all of that, I just found myself lost in the beginning, you know. I was so immersed into the wife, the kids, and, you know, having my business and all that stuff. I really never, like, thought about myself and what I really wanted, so... But coming up to now, I don't even get approached. It's so hard. The dating game has changed dramatically. It's just different and it's scary. So I'm taking my time. I mean, I experienced, you know, my friends, they're married and, you know, some of them are dating or have, you know, long-term relationships. So I'm like, oh, you know, I miss that. But I don't even know if I'm ready yet, you know, because I'm still enjoying being single. Even though I want it, and I'm not letting, you know, what happened between my husband and I, you know, discourage me from being loved, because I'm a loving person. I want to be married again, but I'm just taking my time, and I just really, I pray all the time and ask God to send me, you know, the guy that I imagine in my dreams and stuff that I desire. So, you know, but right now I just think I'm just taking my time. Yeah, and excuse me, I'm trying to look congested. I have a bad cold. To the other women's experience, it's like we're not alone. I have plenty of other friends that have been divorced or single now, and it's a struggle. It really is a struggle to find somebody that you can connect with, you know? That's not about any games or have any ulterior motives and stuff like that.
Well, I want you to definitely relate with a lot of the women on the call
as well.
Hope, you're an entrepreneur. You're a business. You're a massage therapist on the roll. You in this state today and that state tomorrow, and this city now, and 2 hours later you're in another city. How easy do you think it's going to be to connect with someone who can handle you being on the go all the time? And have you found people who said, it's okay, Hope, I don't mind that you got to travel, and, you know, I support you, and whatever. Are you hearing that, or are you hearing, no, I need you to be at home, and, you know, I want to, what are you hearing? What are you feeling? What's going on with that?
I hear the ones that say, oh, yeah, that's great, and it's awesome, you know, you're strong and independent until I can't even, you know, until it takes me 3 weeks to schedule a lunch date with somebody, you know, or I have to cancel. I mean, I am constantly on the go, which
in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, what is it going to be like when the one does come? I mean, but I do have guys who, they say that, but they really have an issue with it. It's like, oh, you're a massage therapist?
That's kind of an issue right there in itself.
And I'm like, okay. And then I have to explain everything. But the biggest issue is, matter of fact, I was just talking to a friend the other day. We're going to meet up, and I'm sitting here going, well, I'll be in Virginia that weekend. I mean, you know,
I just don't. At the present moment, I cannot commit
to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I believe that this is my wrestling season. You know, I truly believe it.
My God.
This is going to be an after conference conversation I'm going to have with my pastor.
I can feel it already.
I know.
What I'm hearing from you ladies, though, because, you know, the main question posed tonight was, am I willing to try again? And based on what I'm hearing from each of you, although some of you are sharing that, yeah, I'm willing to try again, however, I'm cautious. I'm going to take my time. I need to completely heal. I want to wait to make sure it's the God thing and not just the good thing. Because I can tell you from my experiences, I found some opportunities that were good. They just weren't God.
Yeah.
And I settled for what was good instead of waiting for what was God.
Amen.
So, you know, I want to encourage those who are listening to this conversation on tonight, you know, that if you're divorced and you're contemplating going into another relationship, please, my sister, my brother, don't settle for what looks good. Please wait for what's God. Wait for what's God. Because as you stated, Vineda, things in the dating game have changed so much. When you have more people online dating than meeting someone at a glance in a grocery store or at church or wherever. But, you know, I got to fill out a profile and then read somebody else's live to decide, oh, yeah, I want to date that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of that sounds good. But we've got to wait for what's God. I believe, like God said, it's not good for man to be alone. It's not God's intent that man be alone. And so because we are who we are as women who desire to be in those relationships, I can understand you, Hope, when you said you're being cautious, because I think that we all have been and will continue to be somewhat guarded as we prepare to receive that which God has for us. And as that man is being prepared to receive the gift that we are going to be to them, well, I got my gift, glory to God. But for you ladies, who will enter into that God relationship?
Yeah.
That it takes a certain mindset, and it takes a certain stance in our walk with God to know that we're not going to settle. You know, we're going to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And after we've done all we can do, we're going to continue to wait on the Lord so that we can be in that right place at that right time, in that right season of our lives to receive that gift of love and that spouse that God desires we have. And time has gone by. We are down to about 60 seconds. So, Vineda, thank you for joining us. Linda, thank you for joining us. Lisa, thank you for joining us. Hope, thank you for joining us and sharing with us some insight, thoughts, and understanding of where you all are as great women in God who are saying, Yes, I am willing to try again. I am willing to receive love after divorce. It will not define me. It will not hinder me, but it will be a launch pad to help me learn what I want next. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for
Hope,
being here.
Hope, would you mind just praying us out really quickly? Amen.
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the conversation that we were allowed to share with thousands of people tonight, Father God, letting them know that love is okay after divorce and that we just need to trust in Him and just prepare and be ready for it. We just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to share wisdom and knowledge with each other and others. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies, thank you so much. Always, like I got to tell everybody, as we're empowered every day, let's take the responsibility to empower others. Love you all so much. God bless you, audience, for
thank
joining
you.
Us tonight.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.